gang!
Hello!
Yeah!
It's snowing!
It's here!
It's the storm of the century of the week, is that right?
I mean, there you go, stealing my thunder again. What the hell are you doing?
You weren't ready anyway. Were you ready?
No, okay. But that's not the point. Just because I forgot to put it in a button. Anyway.
There's lots of snow out there.
Yeah. Weathermen do not need Viagra today.
No. They are excited.
They have got all the arousing excitement they can possibly stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know what they're saying officially, how many inches of snow we have. I can tell you this, without virtually any wind, the snow is the same height as my stairs on my front porch.
Yeah, there is a lot of snow. And luckily, it's not like that wet, mushy crap.
Yeah, that's never fun. It's a lot less fun to drive in. It was very slippery last night. We were coming back from a deal, and Crystal was driving. And she's driving along as if it were a summer day, you know. And had put it in four-wheel drive because she had trouble getting going. And we come to, you know, the stoplight turns yellow when we're way too far away to make it. Hits the brakes to slow down, and we pretty much didn't slow down. The brakes start doing the...
Oh, I hate that.
And can't do anything. But she did something I never thought of.
What?
It was brilliant. Because there was a car getting ready to turn. She starts flashing her brights.
Oh.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Because the car started to come out and then saw the lights flashing and stopped. And then we weaved around because there was no stopping. We were not going to get stopped in time.
Wow, that's pretty awesome that
they saw that.
Plus,
going downhill on Clef Avenue. So,
oh, yeah.
Right near Lincoln. I was actually 33rd and Clef.
Oh, yeah. That probably
it's kinda,
worked very well.
It's not super steep downhill, but it's still downhill.
Yeah, but it is still, yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, she flashed the brights at him to try and get their attention. Like, hey, I'm not stopping. It was kind of pretty smart, I thought.
It was.
I wouldn't have thought of that. So... if you're going to go blasting through an intersection that you screwed up and didn't get going or didn't slow down enough, well, then there you go.
Well, it might help.
Well, to get their attention.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to help you stop.
No.
But it would get their attention so that hopefully you don't T-bone them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
The snow plows are out this morning, but it's still pretty slow going.
Yeah, you're not going to get there very fast. Side streets are fairly deep with snow.
I would say give yourself about an extra 15 minutes this morning is what I would do.
Because that's about, well, actually, no, I would give yourself an extra 20 minutes.
Why?
Well, because 15 was a happy accident that you got here at 1:45.
Oh, no, I left in about enough time that I thought, but it was worse than I thought it was going to be. So, plus I got stuck behind a lot of really slow people. Like, I felt like I could have gone a little faster.
Yeah.
You know? But they were not moving, and I wasn't about to pass them because I didn't want to end up in the ditch, so.
Okay. Well.
About 50 on the interstate.
I'm trying to look here at the, I'm trying to understand how much snow we've got, and I don't understand what their measurement is.
Okay.
Because it says we have 0.03 overnight, and then 0.12 around 9 o'clock last night.
Hmm.
That must be melted precip, like if it were rain.
I don't know.
There's a good 5-6 inches on the ground.
I would say so.
If you haven't been outside yet.
About what they were saying, 3 to 5.
But what the weathermen are going to say that we have for snow totals is who knows? Because they'll say, well, we only got 2 inches. Really? Because I can't see my ankle in the snow.
I know.
That's how it always is. They always say, yeah, we only got 3 inches here in Sioux Falls. And that's funny. It's halfway up my shin. And I'm not in a drift.
Yeah, there is definitely more than 3 inches.
At least.
I would say 5 to 6.
They're probably going to say 4.
Yeah.
They'll say 4. It sure looks like 5 to 6.
There is quite a few. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm very confused by it. I don't understand how they measure. But anyway, last night, my favorite thing to do now is I always just do a quick peruse of Argus 911 before I go to bed.
It's a good idea.
Because otherwise I miss stuff. Last night, I saw a tweet that said, burglary in progress, reported 1310 West 22nd Street.
Ooh.
Sanford Dermatology. Suspect with a backpack spotted walking around inside. He was later apprehended.
Okay.
What would you break into a dermatology clinic for?
What would they have in there?
I have no idea.
I mean, did he need some acne cream that
That's
bad?
What I was thinking.
Just maybe he couldn't afford it, because that stuff I think is expensive.
Because what is the stuff Jessica Simpson's pimping? Is it proactive?
Proactive, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think that they would have anything in there that would be like street drugs or anything.
I don't think so. I don't know. I'm certainly not a dermatologist. I don't have a lot of, you know, if they broke into an orthopedic clinic, I could probably point out a thing or two that'd be fun to take.
I've never been to a dermatologist, so I do not know.
I was once, and I was there for about 10 minutes. So, I don't know.
Interesting.
But, yeah. Broke into a dermatology. The backpack thing made me wonder if maybe it was Jason Bourne looking for something to help him disguise himself.
Maybe.
You know? Some kind of secret agent guy.
Secret agent man.
Way to pull out a 60s reference.
That's what popped in my head.
That was... And if it pops into your head, it must come out your mouth.
Sometimes. By the way, the tea storm chasers are saying 6 inches in tea, by the way. That's what they tweeted.
All right.
With the, they had the tape measure in a picture.
I thought they were saying 18 last week.
They were.
Yeah, that's kind of a long ways out. I don't trust anything until about a day out.
Yeah, they have a picture here with the tape measure and say 6 inches.
So to me, that's how you would measure snow.
I think so.
In a wind-free...
Wind-free.
Area.
Yeah.
You know, where you know it's not drifted at all.
Because that's the hard part, is the wind air, you know, when the wind is blowing it all around.
Yeah,
because,
but then there's other wind-free areas where it doesn't really get a chance to hit the ground, so...
That's true. So I don't know how they do it.
Because, like, right
like
in front
said,
of my garage, it
cup.
Doesn't...
I think they have a cup.
Yeah, we... We got a 2 1/3 cup of snow last night. That's how much it is.
I think it's one of those big cups. You know, like when you go and get like a big coffee. That's what I think it is.
So not a measuring cup?
No.
Are we talking paper or more of a mug?
More of a mug. And a bigger one. One of those big ones. I have some at home. They're like really big.
That look like a soup bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are annoying to drink out of.
They kind of are. The girls use them for cereal.
Yeah. They're a bowl. They're not a cup.
I like them, like, though.
Because you dribble out the side of your mouth?
I don't dribble out of the side of my mouth when I drink out
All
of
you
them.
Can do is sip out of those. You can't, like, drink.
Well, if you're having
it
coffee,
goes out the side of your
you're
mouth.
Sipping, it's not like you're going to chug it.
Well, I take a drink of my coffee. I don't guzzle it, but, well, you know,
just
I'll
would,
go.
You would just sip it if you have the big cup.
Yeah, really slowly.
For a little while. I mean, once you get down a little farther, then you can...
Use a spoon.
Okay.
Because then you don't dribble all over yourself. Because Crystal has one of those cups.
I like them.
They're cute. But they're not practical. Give me a tall, skinny mug any day. I won't dribble on myself.
Okay.
So we've got Macklemore tickets to give away.
Yes, sir.
Today. Also, we'll crack the vault, give somebody some cash. We got Christy Nome calling in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to her. She's in town for the Go for Red for Women luncheon. And yeah, so we'll do that. What else?
We have some late starts, but I'm working on getting those together.
Okay.
I do know for sure Lennox is 2 hours late.
Because you got a phone call.
Because I got a phone call.
Yeah. All right. We'll get those here coming up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 620 up to 22. The snow, it's here, and there are some late starts this morning, Mel.
Alcester Hudson opening 2 hours late. Beersford, you are 2 hours late. Bridgewater Emery opening at 10 a.m. Kennesota and Centerville, 10 a.m. start. City of Centerville, snow alert at 6 a.m. Please remove all cars from streets. City of Colton, plowing will begin at 5 a.m. Remove all cars from the streets. City of Mitchell, plowing emergency routes at 6 a.m. City of Sioux Falls, you are in a snow alert. Dakota Valley is closed. Ellsworth, Minnesota. Is that one in the listening range?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was. Opening 2 hours late. Freeman, 10 a.m. start. Gayville-Vaughan opening 2 hours late. No TAA. Hanson. Hanson is a 10 a.m. start. Harrisburg and Hurley opening 2 hours late, as well as Irene, Wakanda, and Lennox 2 hours late. No morning preschool for Lennox. LodgeNet, you are not going to work until 10 a.m. They're closed till then. Menno opening 2 hours late. Parker 2 hours late. This is a student help day, whatever that means. Scotland opening 2 hours late. T, Tri-Valley 2 hours late. Vermilion opening up at 10. Viberg opening 2 hours late, as well as West Lyon. And Yankton Sioux Tribe Head Start is closed.
That it?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I like that music.
I hate snow days.
I know.
Just because we have to spend 2 minutes every half hour
that
doing
that.
That was
not so bad, though.
It wasn't. It was actually about a minute 15, but anyway.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 22nd, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Rajon Rondo is 27 today. He's a basketball player for the Celtics. Drew Barrymore is 38. Celebrating his 38th birthday today, none other than Mr. Beautiful.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
He's
James
got a new
Blunt.
CD coming out.
Yeah, and some guy randomly started screaming, hating him on Twitter. What was it the other
yeah,
day?
Yeah, that's funny.
James Thomas Jane is 44 today. Jerry Ryan is 45. And Rachel Dratch from SNL, 47. Dr. J, a lot of names today. Dr. J, Julius Erving, former basketball player, 63. Used to have a huge afro back in the day. Huge. Like, bigger than the basketball. Don Pardo is 95. Who? Don Pardo.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
And Steve Irwin would have been 51 today.
Oh, Steve Irwin.
Yeah. The crocodile hunter.
I can't do it, Australian.
Who actress. Saw him getting, you know, the crocodile hunter gets taken out by, what was it, a stingray?
Stingray.
Yeah. Also a very good day on this day in 1630. When the Indians introduced the Pilgrims to popcorn.
Rock on.
I love popcorn.
Me too.
I'm not sure how they made it back then without microwaves, but... On this day in 1980, the miracle on ice occurred when the U.S. beat the Soviet Union in hockey. They were huge underdogs.
11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow, up to goal. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Yeah. The only reason some people know that is because they made a movie out of it. Let's see. Oh, yeah. 1997. Jennifer Lopez married Ojani Noah, who proposed to her in 1996 at a cast party for the movie Selena. She divorced him in 98. And, yeah. But today is the greatest day I've ever known. Because on this day in 1989, the Recording Industry Association of America screwed up the Grammys worse than they ever possibly could.
Okay.
First of all, Best New Artist, or sorry, not Best New, Tracy Chapman was Best New Artist. I don't have an issue with that, although she didn't stick around long. Best song went to... Yeah.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
Yeah. Bobby McFerrin won best song.
Don't worry, baby.
But in the biggest screw-up of the night, they handed out the award for best hard rock heavy metal performance.
Okay.
Now, the band you would have thought that won it would have been this one. Yeah, Metallica was up for best hard rock heavy metal performance.
Okay.
Big time favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't win.
Huh?
You know who won?
No.
Jethro Tull.
Huh.
Who says you can't buy a Grammy?
That's what I'm thinking.
In fact, Jethro Tull's manager told them, don't go. You're not going to win.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
Like, really weird.
Yep. So, the Grammys were completely butchered on this day in 1989, and that is why today, February 22nd, is... By the way, Metallica won the Grammy 3 years later.
Okay.
And their drummer goes up on stage and says, Well, we'd like to thank Jethro Tull for not putting out an album this year. Good one.
That is good.
What's coming up with the nerd?
You don't want the internet quote of the day?
I thought I already asked you.
No.
Oh, that's right. We did school closings.
Yeah.
Internet quote of the day.
Your proctologist just called. He found your head.
And the dirt. Okay. Dirt's next.
Okay.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 640. It's still snowing out there. It's 16 right now, up to 22 today. Weekend should be fine. Got another chance of snow coming up next week. But, of course, right now we're dealing with...
Storm of the century of the week!
Now, it looks like there's about 5 inches on the ground.
5 to 6, I'd say.
I still haven't seen what the National Weather Service has said we have. I don't know where to find that because their website is so massive and expansive, and you can find out any nerdy weather info you want.
You sure can.
But I can't find it. I have no idea.
I would like the fall or the snow to just stop now so the plows can get out so I can leave this afternoon for the hills. That's what needs to happen.
Well, I don't think you'll have too much trouble on the interstate.
I think it'll be all right.
I was going to check and see if I haven't heard that they closed anything.
No, I haven't.
I was just going to take a peek at the map on Safe Travel USA.
Excellent.
And yeah, we just got, you know, wet, slippery, snowy, icy, slippery. Nothing's closed, but you're going to deal with it. We did get snow pretty much all the way across the state, so you will deal with it the whole way.
Okay, yay.
It will not be a 5-hour trip to Rapid.
Great.
I'm guessing it's going to be probably 6 to 7.
6 to 7?
Just depends on how bad the snow is. It took me, one time, it took me 9 hours to get from Spearfish to Beersford. Normally, that was a 6-hour drive.
Yikes.
Or 6.5, 7.
Yeah.
Well, it was 7 when the speed limit was still 65.
Ugh.
That sucked.
That's stupid.
But it was snowing like crazy, and we were going about 20-25 miles an hour until we got to Wall, which is normally about 2 hours from Spearfish. It took us 4 hours to get there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Good time. So, hope you have a good trip today.
Thanks.
Hope you got your phone loaded up with music and stuff.
I don't.
Because, you know,
I lost everything,
there's
remember?
No, there's not any radio stations out there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got Radio Pup, though.
I do. Yeah. I have Radio Pup.
Oh, that'll save you.
That'll be like, right there.
Nothing like listening to work while you're on vacation.
Right?
I'll be honest. The last thing I'm going to listen to when I'm on a vacation trip is this station.
Yeah, you don't want to do
it's
that.
Like bringing work with.
Yeah, then you'll work.
No.
I'm okay with listening to it, though.
No, thanks.
I might upload some songs to it since I have a new little, what are those, SD cards.
Oh, you had to get rid of the whole thing?
I couldn't get it fixed yet, so.
Did you get the old stuff off?
Uh-uh. I still have the card, though.
It probably melted down with all the pictures.
It's possible.
Yeah.
There's quite a few on there.
So, I got a great new diet for you.
Oh, goody.
You don't have to sacrifice any food.
Okay.
You don't have to sacrifice your marriage.
I don't have to go
or actually, you
to
do
the
have
gym?
To sacrifice your marriage if you're married.
Oh.
Or your relationship. According to a new study, 50% of men and more than 50% of women lose weight when they have an affair.
Really?
Of the 4,000 people studied, men lost an average of 6 pounds while they were cheating on their wives. Women lost an average of 10 pounds while they were cheating on their husbands.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Nuh-uh.
And the first theory that popped in my head was that it was stressful. The stress would cause, you know, the weight loss.
Well, no, it's probably the bow chicka wow wow.
Well,
they're getting.
You don't really lose that much weight.
Well, it can help. And
yeah.
you want to look good for your.
Okay, if it was actually. Never mind. But one of the theories is that you eat more food and you eat less healthy food when you're happy or when you're unhappy. So an affair makes you have positive feelings again and you change your diet.
Huh. Okay.
Outside of maybe the guilt, but if you don't feel guilty about it, then I guess you wouldn't be unhappy.
I would hope you feel guilty about it.
I would hope, yeah, but, you know, don't always feel guilty. But there you go.
All right.
You want to lose that last 10 pounds?
Well, you
just
know.
Just go find some side action. Go find some strange and you'll lose the weight. That's all you got to do.
Did you say strange?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pounds will just melt off. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 652, topping out at 22 today. Snow should end by about, 9 o'clock or so. On our Facebook, early this morning, I posted a photo of something that doesn't belong.
Oh, okay.
And you didn't see it yet?
Oh,
how did you not see
I
it?
I know. I haven't been there yet.
What?
I haven't
What's
been
wrong
yet?
With you?
The pregnancy test?
Yeah.
Oh, and it's...
It's yeah. positive.
And it's at on a shelf.
Yeah, it looks like a shelf at Walmart.
Oh.
With inside glasses full of things. I don't know what, but anyway.
That's odd.
But the reason I bring it up is because one of the comments we got was from Amanda, only 904 for a positive pregnancy test? Well, crap, I've been doing this all wrong. And then Cammy said, well, is it considered shoplifting if they put it back on the shelf?
Gross.
I don't think they can sell a used pregnancy test.
No.
Pretty sure they can't.
It would be a great gig gift, though, type thing to buy for April Fool's Day.
Do they have those? I bet they do. Like, no matter what, they turn out positive. Like, as soon as they get wet,
I don't think they do, a positive but result. Patent pending.
Yeah.
Patent pending.
That'd be a
right
good gig
now,
gift.
Right? How awesome would that be to sell those for April Fool's Day? You just already have them, so they say that they're positive.
Yeah, they automatically say positive, no matter what.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so funny.
That would be a fun one to play on the wife or a girlfriend. Like you're at a birthday party. Oh, come on, just take it anyway, just for fun. It's going to be negative. She comes out of the bathroom at the restaurant. Oh my God, you guys.
That would be awesome.
Although, if you're that persistent trying to get them to take it.
Yeah, they might think something's
yeah.
up. Depends how ditzy they are.
Well, if you always suspected that your parents had a favorite child and you're sure it was you, you might have been onto something.
Okay.
In a new survey, about 8% of parents admitted that they have one child that they love more than the rest.
What?
Well, it's 1 in 12 parents have one kid that they love more than the rest.
Oh, my goodness. What?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Of those 8%, 42% of them, so 3.5, say that they have a favorite because they have a, quote, stronger bond with that child. 13% say it's because their other child or children were more out of control. See, I don't understand that.
Whoa.
I mean, this may sound worse than I mean it, but...
Oh, boy.
I have... No. I have a stronger attachment to Jackie and Rockley because okay. I've gotten to know them.
So far.
Yeah, I mean, they have personalities. Asaya lays there and makes noise.
Right.
I don't mean to say I don't love
still.
Him.
Yeah.
But, and I remember having sort of the same kind of feeling with Rockley when he was a newborn. It's like, I just don't have that super deep attachment yet. I do have a deep attachment, just not like I do with the other two yet.
I understand what you're saying.
And I know it sounds kind of
and
bad, but...
I think that it's different, though, for moms.
Oh, I totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Because immediately...
Yeah. No.
I mean, that's your baby.
You've had them inside you for
yeah,
9.2 months.
Yeah, you 10 months. And you already have an attachment to them, yes. So, 100% agree with that.
But it would, like... But, I mean, by the time... I don't know. By the time Rockley was probably about... 6-7 months old, then it started to kick in when he was actually, you know, kind of an active participant in playing.
Right.
You know, because right now they just pretty much lay there, cry and puke and poop.
Yeah. There's no way that I could pick between my two.
No, no, neither could I.
That I love more than the other. There's just absolutely no way.
No, there isn't. But the only thing I can say even close to that is like, I just don't have the super deep attachment yet to Asaya. I will. I know I
right.
will, you know, but it's just because I started to wonder that with after Rockley was born. It's like, oh, my God, I'm one of those horrible parents. I love Jackie more than Rockley. What the hell's wrong with me? But then it went away.
Right.
You know, so and I'm sure it will with Asaya, too. Now that there are probably some people who think I'm the most horrible father ever.
No, I see what you're saying. I think it's completely different for daddies.
Yeah. Anyway. We've got Macklemore tickets to give away this morning. We also have Laugh for Youth tickets left, don't we? Oh, we don't. We got rid of them all.
I gave them to Johnny to give
oh,
away.
Oh, okay. All right, then. So we don't have those, but we do have Macklemore tickets. We will give them away sometime in the 7 o'clock hour. Hang on. It's 657, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.